This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agunar Shalos Rabbeisai, as we prepare for Parshas, Mishpatim, and the Shir on Tefillah, which is sponsored by our dear friend in Los Angeles, Rav Bezalel Rose, Le'iloi Nishmas, his brother, Levi Yitzchak, Ben Tzvi. Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. Okay, so we're up to the bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. We discussed it last week, but we're going to analyze it from a new perspective this week. We all remember from the previous shir that the bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki is specifically referring to shoes. As the Gemara says in bracha, it's on Samach Amid Beis, that when you put on your shoes, you make the bracha Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. Now, this is specifically referring to leather shoes, as we're going to see. And I think it's definitely of note that less and less shoes these days are being made out of leather. And that, I think it's important to bear in mind that nothing is coincidental. Now, the Gemara values shoes very much. The Gemara says a person should sell even the beams of his house to buy shoes. But the Rashbam's Gersa is, in Psachim, that lo'ilam yimkar adam kol ma sheyesh lo. You should sell everything. You should sell your pants to buy shoes. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, v'royim mizeh shehamenalim heim matzra chiyuni b'yoyser lo'adam. That there is no more basic human need, ad kedei kach sheyesh lo yimkar kol asher yesh lo. Now if you ask most people today, really, I should buy shoes over a phone? No, the phone is the most essential human need. First a phone, then a car, then...
You need the phone to buy the shoes.
Yeah, that's true. But why is a shoe such a basic human need that you should sell everything for them? Can you say, if you need to sell everything to buy a pair of shoes, that means it's the most basic human need, and you need to sell everything to get shoes... How could you say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki? Shoes is not everything. I mean, you need to sell everything to get shoes, but that means the shoes are basic, but they're not everything. We see just the opposite. Shoes are just the beginning. They're the most basic need, but they're for sure not everything. So there's an amazing shla that I withheld last week because I wanted to bring it in the context of this week's learning. And that shla is found not in the shla, the Sefer Shnei Luchos HaBris, but in the Sefer of the Shla's commentary to the Siddur. Now, what's very interesting is why the Shla wrote a commentary to the Siddur. The Shla was very smart. He said if somebody writes a Sefer, let's say on Purim, you could basically only sell it once a year. You know? And that means it's basically relevant about 4 or 3 weeks a year. You know, you sell a Sefer on Yom Naraim, you could get about 7 weeks out of it. But if you sell a sefer on a siddur, everyone needs a siddur every day. So it, for L'shem Shamayim, it gets the most circulation. So the Shlos says on the Bracha Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, that based on the Gemara and Bracha, it's on Samach and Beza, when you put on your shoes, you make this Bracha. Says the Shlos, we need to give a reason. Why is Sha'asali Kol Tzarki connected to shoes? V'kibalti mimoyri ha'goyin ha'chosid marshal, I received from my master, the goyin, the chassid, Rav Shlomo Luria, the zchus to be at his kever in Lublin. Sheho inyin hu, that David HaMelech Olav HaShalom talks about man. Look at number 3. David wonders, ma enosh kisis karenu, what is man's value that you remember him, uven adam kisif gedenu, and what is the son of man that you visit him? Why have you endowed man with such prestige? You've made man just below God. Honor and glory you crowned him with. You gave him dominion over all your handiwork. Everything. You put under his feet. God, you put everything under man's feet. Meaning, says the Shla from his Rebbe, the Kavana is, God created 4 categories of manner. Number one, a stone. So we for sure have a dominion over the stone. You take a stone, you go to a mountain, you chisel the mountain, you plane it, you make square tiles, and you put it on the floor in your shul, right? We have dominion over the stones, over inanimate objects. Then we have objects that grow. Tzoymeach. Right? Do you like things that grow? You like lettuce. Shlomo likes lettuce. You like salad? Yeah, Shlomo likes salad. So you could take salad, and you could chomp on it, you could munch on it, and you could digest it. So we have dominion over the salad, over things that grow. You have animals. Well, we could take an animal, you could take a knife, and you could slaughter it, and you could eat it, you could skin it, you could take off its, you could take a rubber tire, take fur, put it around the rubber tire, and you could put it on your head even. Okay? You could do a lot of things. There are a lot of things that you could do with animals. We have complete dominion over them. God gave man dominion over everything. And you know what the greatest proof is? You could take the highest category of man, an animal, and you could take off his skin, and you could put it on your feet, the lowest part of your body, and you could walk around town with it, and you could step on it, and that demonstrates man's superiority over animal. That's the greatest coil, everything, inanimate, plant, animal, shata, God placed tachas raglav under his feet. Since man rules over animal, for sure man rules over growth and inanimate. When a man takes hide from an animal, lasis minolim lemidrach kaf raglav, to make shoes, mara biyoser mavur shua moshva kol tachas raglav. The greatest demonstrations of man's superiority over animal is wearing shoes. By the way, the Malbim quotes the Gemara. We're going to see Rosh Shlomo Zalman also quotes this Gemara. If you ride on a horse, what does that indicate? You're a king. If you ride on a donkey, you're a free man. And if you wear shoes, you're a human being. But if you wear Crocs, there's no indication you're a human being. If you wear rubber, fake Nike, the new Nikes that I don't think have any leather in it, does not show you're a human being. And Taka, those people, not everyone deserves to wear shoes. And therefore, things have changed in the last 10 years. That the majority of mankind who used to wear shoes, they don't wear shoes anymore. Because you get to do what you deserve to do. I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, you should be. You should be. Why? The purpose of eating meat is to demonstrate man's superiority over the animal king. Not everyone deserves to. The Gemara says, an Am HaAretz cannot eat meat. Yeah, I think I went too far already. Okay? But you get the point. Umitzad HaMemshala HaZoyz Nimtza Mavuar Shenasa Loi Kalatz Rachem. The fact that you could wear shoes means you have everything. Why? You're the highest category of matter. Shari Moshe Hu B'chol Ma'ashe Yesh Ba'olam. You rule over the whole world. Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Everything in this world was for me. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes this. This whole beautiful shla, quoting his Rebbe, and that is the Marshal Rav Shlomo Luria. And he says, he just adds one nekuda we know, and this is a principle we've said many, many times, that every word of tefillah comes from the verses in the scripture. There are no words that are invented or thought up of. They all are based on the words of scripture. So the pasuk, sha'asa li kol tzarki, comes from the pasuk, koil shata sachas raglav. So the kavanah of sha'asa li kol tzarki is, God, we don't know why you recognize us and why you value us, but one thing we know for sure, you have given the whole world is at our dom. We could take a lion, we could chain him, and we could dominate him. We could take all of the inanimate plant and animal kingdom and rule over them. That's the bracha of sha'asa li kol tzarki. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, zecher tzadik livracha. We know that in a holy place, you know how to wear shoes. Why not? So last week we learned from the Bnei Yisachar, who quotes one of the early Mekubalim, that the ground was cursed And therefore we wear shoes to separate between the cursedness of the ground and the person. And therefore in a holy place where we don't want it, we want the ground is holy, we want the ground to infuse us with Kedusha, we take off our shoes. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a different shot. That it's not appropriate in a holy place to be so arrogant and to demonstrate your superiority and to demonstrate your prestige. In a holy place, don't demonstrate your power. And therefore on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, it's usher to wear shoes, so people want to know, could you wear Crocs? My Crocs are more comfortable than my shoes. My leather shoes, I feel like I'm a soldier, and my Crocs, I feel like I'm walking on the air. It has nothing to do with comfort. It's a matter of dominion, shiltein. People want to know, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Look in Shulchan Aruch, number 5. Usher lino sandal aymino shel ar. You could wear Nikes, you could wear Crocs, you could wear slippers, you could wear synthetic. Why? Because the reason you're not allowed to wear shoes on Tisha B'Av has nothing to do with comfort. It's because you're not supposed to show shiltein. Last week we learned we don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. The earth is holy on Yom Kippur, so you don't need a separation. Tisha B'Av is the day we anticipate the coming of Mashiach, and therefore it's the day we anticipate the end of the curse of Adam Rishon. This week Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, it's not appropriate to demonstrate authority and dominion on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. These are days of tshuva, these are days of seriousness, and therefore it's inappropriate to show this dominion, and this is only applicable with a leather shoe. A croc does not demonstrate any dominion. Like it says, Ve'ein shiltoin b'yoim ha'mavos, on the day of death, it's not appropriate to express dominion. Now, no, it could still be a separation, and that we don't want a separation in the base of Mikdash. Yeah, I mean, that could be a different reason. Yeah. Okay, now we come to an interesting thing. Number 6. Uvezeh yesh gam lahaven. We know with the mitzvah of chalitza, the yavama removes the shoe of the yavam. Why? Why? What does yibam got to do with the removal of the shoe? What does a shoe got to do with anything? Because this guy doesn't want to marry her, we take off his shoe? Listen to Rav Shlomo Zalman. We're going to say 3 pshatim. The pshat some people say Rav Shlomo Zalman said, the pshat that people say he didn't say and he meant, and the Malbim. I like the Malbim the best. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Hinei Adam Zesh in a Roitz Eliyabim Esei Shesachav. This guy doesn't want to marry his brother's wife. Why doesn't he want to marry her? Number 6 on the 4th line. Because the Gemara says that technically speaking, you can't marry your brother's wife. It's an Isser Kares to marry your brother's wife. Yeah, but it's a mitzvah. But the Gemara says you have to do it L'Shem Shemayim. If you don't do it L'Shem, why don't we do Yibam B'Zman Hazeh? Maybe some Sfardim do Yibam. But Ashkenazim don't, because we're afraid you're not going to marry her L'Shem Shemayim. And if you don't marry her L'Shem Shemayim, the Isser Eshesach reverts. So really, there's an Isser Eshesach. The Torah Matters B'Makom Yibam. So you need to have Kavan L'Shem Shemayim. This guy who doesn't want to do Yibam, why doesn't he want to do Yibam? He feels he can't do L'Shem Shemayim. He can't rule over himself. So he said, take off your shoe. Because the shoe represents man's dominion over the entire creation. Well, this guy doesn't even control himself. So we say, you can't control yourself. You're not a shiltoin. Take off your shoes. And that's why for chalitza you dafka need a leather shoe and not a croc. Because only a leather shoe demonstrates man's dominion. Now in the footnote, he writes that I didn't hear this from Rav Shlomo Zalman, I heard something else. What's the reason he doesn't want to do Yibam? Remember Pliny Almoni, why didn't Pliny Almoni want to do Yibam? Penashchus is nachalasi. He didn't want to destroy his own inheritance. So he's worried he's going to lose out his own. He's going to lose out on his own inheritance. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Fus, a grandson of Rav Shlomo Zalman, said, we tell him to take off his shoe to say, hey pal, you're not the balabayas over everything. Don't be so worried. But I like the Malbim's chat the best. The Malbim in Parshas Kisetze says something really remarkable. The Holy Malbim says, if I were to ask you, what is the primary difference between animals and human beings? Most people mistakenly say, because man could speak. Says the Malbim, that's not true. Shlomo, could animals speak?
No.
Could a parrot speak? Yeah, parrot could speak. Could a monkey speak? Could you train an animal to say anything? Yeah. So the difference between animal and man is not speech. You could train an animal to talk. So what's the difference between an animal and human being? The difference is an animal does everything out of instinct. Cannot make a free will decision. Man could has discretion. The primary difference between man and animal is man has ratzon. Man could do something based on his own discretion. An animal is distinctive. A man could say, even though I desire this, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. An animal that wants to do something is going to do something. A man could overcome his base instinct and an animal can't. That's says the Malbim. Be'inyan chalitza samino, regarding removal of the shoe, kasva ha-mikubalim, the mikubalim, right? Soidois, many secrets. Aval harashus l'karev gamel ha-seichel anushi. We have permission to make this reasonable as well. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if you ride on a horse, you're a king. On a donkey, you're a free man. If you're wearing shoes, you're human. You know why? The main hevdel between a person and a Baal Chaim is not in the Koyach HaDibur. There are birds that could talk. Dr. Doolittle had an animal that could talk, right? V'loi bahadas. It's not das. There are Baalei Chaim that have more das than people you see every day. Like it says, Milafnu b'behemo yisaretz, miyafesh mayim yach kemenu. The difference is that even though animals, sometimes they look like they're doing something, but das, it's instinctual. It's programmed. Man is a Baal Bechira V'ratza, and he could go against his nature. And the reason why we could go against our nature is because we have a neshama. And our neshama comes from the Makar HaRatzayin, which is the great neshama, which is Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it means. Our neshama is heavenward to the Baal HaRatzayin HaAmiti, which is God Almighty, and the Ruach HaBehema that goes below El HaYesoidos. A king who at will goes among the living and the dead, he rides on a horse. A horse is designated for war. A free man rides on a donkey that is effective in taking care of all kinds of activities. But anybody who acts within his decision and his discretion wears a pair of shoes. Animal doesn't wear shoes. That means an animal is instinctual. A man wears shoes. A man acts based on his ratzon. A shoe represents kavod ha'adam. Because a shoe represents our superiority over an animal. That means we have free choice. Why in the olden days they would make a kinyan with a shoe? That was a way of endorsing the transaction. Meaning, I approve. My most important element agrees that this should occur and be transacted.
Wait, you know, in the Arab world, if they want to denigrate you, remember the Arab world?
They throw a shoe.
At President Bush.
Says the Malbim. We tell this guy, you know, your brother died without children. Do him a favor. Marry his wife. Bring generations to his family. You know, help him out. His soul is in turmoil and tormented. Why can't you bring generations and a future to him? So why wouldn't the brother want to do it? The brother looks at this lady. He looks at her nose. He doesn't like her nose. She's a little bit too ugly for him. He looks at her. She's not tall enough. She's too tall. So there, he's letting petty things get in the way of doing the right thing. Hal, get over your pettiness and use your Ratzon to overcome your pettiness. He can't do it. He says, I'm not interested in her. Pal, you have a mitzvah here. What do you mean you're not interested in her? You're going to let some little petty feature get in the way of doing a mitzvah? You're not a human. Take off your shoes. The hallmark of a human being is the ability to overcome pettiness and instinct and choose to do the right thing. Says the Malbim, that could be another, that's the main reason why we tell the chalutz to take off his shoe. We're telling him you have not successfully utilized the prominent feature of man. If we could add, just as a final thought, the Malbim alludes to the Kabbalistic reason why we tell the Yevama to take off the chalutza to take off the shoe. But he doesn't say it outright over here, but elsewhere in Sefer Rus, he says as follows. We've said many times, another pshat, why did God tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal no alech me'al raglecha, ki al admas kodesh ato, you're standing on holy ground. We've said many times, a shoe is a symbol, is a remez. A shoe is a symbol to the body. How's that? If I were to ask you, Rabbi Yid, where is your neshama right now? You know, people would point to different places. Some people point in their phone, right? Where is your neshama? Where is your soul? Where is the soul? The correct answer is, it's mostly under the Kisei HaKavod. Right now. Everyone's neshama is mostly under the Kisei HaKavod, and it trickles down until the lowest part of the neshama is in the guf. The guf to the soul, that's what we say every day. V'al nishmoisenu hapekudos lach. And our souls that are deposited by you, not at night, all time, always. Our neshama is always by God. It's only the bottom part of our neshama that's in the body. So what is the body to the neshama? It's the shoe. What is a shoe? The shoe houses the lowest part of the guf. You don't live in your shoe. Only the old lady lived in her shoe. But most people don't live in their shoe. They put their feet in their shoe. The same way you put your feet in your shoe, you put the bottom part of your neshama in your guf. When Hashem tells Moshe, take off your shoes, he means, ignore your physicality right now. Focus only on your spirituality. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim writes. Sha'asa li kol tzarki, God, you gave me a shoe. You know what shoe we may be referring to? You gave us a guf. That's everything. Sha'asa li kol tzarki. You know, when do we thank Hashem? For liver, kidneys, lungs, blood, heart, brain. Maybe, Sha'asali, called Tzark. God, you gave me a guf. You gave me everything. The shoe, the shoe that we put on our feet is really a remez to the body. Okay, Rabbi Isai, everyone should have a great Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha. Afreilchen Shabbos, Mevarchim Chodesh Adar. Many say that already when we start our Mevarich Chodesh Adar, we begin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.